The use of Twitter and its short 140-character messages has spread fast and furiously inside the Capitol. Virtually every lawmaker has an account, along with all the Capitol watchers, think tanks, lobbyists, and reporters.
You spend as much time talking about what people tweeted as you do what people actually said.
That's Democratic Representative Dan Pabon of Denver. Because so many people are using it to describe events happening in real time, Pabon says Twitter is making government more transparent.
Twitter allows, sort of takes away that guarded shroud of public office, and for better or for worse, allows you really to put more of yourself out in the public sphere. Because I don't think it really feels like when you tweet something that you're actually making it super public.
But you are. And once a tweet is out there, you can't take it back. Republican Senator Greg Brophy from Ray has had a Twitter account since 2008, but says the internet service has really taken off this year. He says he uses Twitter to show constituents his human side and help shape the news.
I can take a position on something fairly quickly and actually drive the news cycle myself. You know, I hate to say people are lazy, but if it's just handed to you right there in front of you, well, here's what so-and-so said on Twitter, that is now becoming quotable in a story.
In fact, Brophy drove his own news cycle when he tweeted last month about Sandra Fluke, the Georgetown law student who testified about contraception. Progressives railed against Brophy for tweeting, quote, "Miss Fluke, I don't want to buy your booze, pay for your spring break, or your birth control. Call your dad for that." Brophy says he doesn't regret the tweet and says it actually helped him pick up more Twitter followers.
I rarely post things without thinking about them. I'd actually tried that line out on a number of people at Republican gatherings, and it was very well received.
The back and forth on Twitter also extends to policy debates. During recent budget negotiations, there was a constant stream on Twitter from press offices, legislative leaders, and journalists. Republican Speaker of the House Frank McNulty was sending his own tweets calling out Democrats.
I think that it does provide an insight into where folks are coming from and how they act and react.
But McNulty does worry that 140 characters lends itself to oversimplification and that Twitter can make things too informal.
In some ways, it takes us back to the formation of our country, where people were printing pamphlets under anonymous names or under pseudonyms and were distributing information that way, and now we have what really is the Wild West again on the internet.
It's also changed how journalists do their jobs. Patrick Malone is a reporter for the Pueblo Chieftain.
It's that whole instantaneous news cycle accelerated to the nth degree when you're talking about Twitter.
Malone says there's little fact-checking or room to get two or three perspectives in one tweet. But reporters for his paper and others are encouraged to regularly update their Twitter accounts. Malone says right now the Capitol following is mainly for insiders who want a behind-the-scenes picture.
I think the whole industry is still trying to establish the parameters around it. When is it appropriate to live tweet a whole event? Are we boring our audience? Are we Twitter puking, as I've heard used for one of our colleagues who's a very prolific tweeter?
That colleague would be John Schroyer, a reporter for the Colorado Springs Gazette. He's been on Twitter less than 4 months, but has already racked up a large following and says he's tweeted up to 500 times in a single day. He says he even uses Twitter as a replacement for taking notes.
It can actually be sometimes hard to pay stricter attention to what's going on, just because I feel like I'm, you know, actually pounding out tweets so fast and so often that occasionally I'll look up and be like, oh, what did he just say? Who exactly is this guy? it's still fun, but that's one of the challenges.
Schroyer also gets teased for tweeting things like, I need a burrito, and can someone buy me a drink? But Democratic Senator Pat Stubman of Denver says seeing this personal side of the press is informative.
You do see a lot of their personality and also their biases in their tweets. And it's interesting to see how they really feel or how they're really perceiving what's happening, and then the balanced, journalistic, professional way they write their stories. They're two different things.
Stedman notes that Twitter can be distracting and get you in trouble if you're not careful. But as a recent convert, he says he finally gets that it's not just a kid thing, but a crucial tool. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.